passionate about not allowing anything outside of me to have more power than me. And if alcohol or having a fucking drink is going to lower my vibration at a specific point and it's going to take away my power from my responsibilities and my priorities, well, then alcohol can fuck itself. If your priorities are not big enough, if you don't have things that you're trying to achieve, well, then you are going to fall to the devil. You're going to fall to temptation. You're going to fall to all the little distractions that there are out there. Ask yourself the question, what do I want? Because if you're genuinely happy, then you know yourself, because you know you the best. No one knows you more than you know you. And this is actually what transformed my life. It's what helped me to learn to reconnect with myself and to love myself. And it's called the... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, everyone? How are you doing? Good to see you all again. Congratulations on making it this far in life. It's a blessing to be alive. I'm really looking forward. I've got people on TikTok and Instagram. If you're joining on YouTube, then welcome to this live on YouTube. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you and really helping you to move forward in your life and helping you stay inspired and motivated. That's what this podcast is all about. So I'm sure that you're not watching this if you don't want to be inspired. But funny enough, just as a side note right now, I'm still fasting actually. You know, I haven't eaten yet, which I will break my fast shortly, but I actually have been on a fast since Wednesday. And I told you guys this last episode. If you want to join our WhatsApp community, you can click the link in my bio on TikTok, on Instagram, or if you're watching on YouTube, there is a link below this video. If you want to join us on this new journey of, you know, being healthier, it's actually deeper than just fasting. Like it's like, you know, not eating. You know what it is? Like for me, there's one thing that drives me, and it's being more powerful than substances or other people's opinions. Or alcohol, for example, you know, like I was talking to my wife and lots of people, like, you know, we just had, you know, shout out to Chuck, one of my recent clients that's joined our coaching institute. And he was saying that, you know, he's been sober for 15 years, big issues in the past with certain substances and stuff like that. And I said, man, I said, that's amazing. I said, you're going to be an amazing coach. I said, because there's so many people that need help because of their addictions, you know, they're struggling to come off their addictions. And the fact that you've done it and, you know, you've overcome it, it's extraordinary, you know? So when I think about myself, you know, I've always drank, you know, I've always, you know, from a young age, you know, I was drinking. Alcohol has been a big part of my life for a long time. And I just recall, you know, all the parties and the time that I spent with friends and going out to nightclubs and house parties as well. Like, you know, getting drunk and drinking was just the normal part of life, you know, and it also is a part of, you know, celebration. You know, every time there's a celebration, it's always like, let's have champagne or let's have a vodka. You know, let's make a drink, let's make a cocktail. When you're going out to a bar or to a hotel or something like that, you go to the bar, have a cocktail, right? And so for me, you know, it's like, what are some things that you need to let go of if you want to level up, you know? And there's no doubt, I mean, you've probably heard it from so many people. What is the things in your life that are bringing you down or that are lowering your vibration? And, you know, you would have heard it a lot that alcohol is a suppressant. Alcohol drains your energy. You know, it gives you a bit of a high, but then it gives you a low. It's the same shit as cocaine and all these other drugs. You know, they take you to this high level and you feel high. And then all of a sudden the next day or the following 3 days, 4 days, you feel fucked. Like you feel like crap, you know, and you're just like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over. And you just want to sleep it off. And I know what I'm like the day after I've had a good drink. You know, the next day is just like,
don't talk to me. Don't want to talk to you. I don't want to answer any messages. I just want to freaking order a pizza and watch fucking Netflix. That's it. Don't talk to me. That's literally how I am if I've had a big night, you know. Funny enough, it's happened a few times, with my wife where, we've had a big night or something like that. And she's like studying, she's studying at Harvard. And I'm sitting there and she's like, what are you doing? Like, don't you have any work to do? Like, and like secretly, I don't want to say anything. Like, I don't want to say I'm hungover, I'm tired, this and that, you know. But she's sitting there like studying and like reading and doing shit. And I'm just like, fucking hell. Like, aren't you tired? Like from last night? You know, obviously she's a better, more disciplined than I am and doesn't drink as much, I guess, on those occasions. But, you know, the reason why I'm talking about this so openly also is because the one thing, you know, I was just having this conversation with her last week. And of course, if you're listening and you can relate, let us know in the comments, is that the whole beautiful thing about like alcohol is that, yeah, it does give you a high. And it is part of celebrations and whatever, you know. And if you can drink, like it says in the bottle, drink responsibly. How the fuck do you drink responsibly? That's what's on all these bottles. You know, don't drink when you're pregnant. Yeah, all right, that makes sense, you know. But I remember in Australia, all the bottles, drink responsibly, you know. And it's like, man, yeah. I mean, everyone's different, you know. If you're going to have a drink, fucking have a drink, you know what I mean? Make it worth it, you know. But at the same, like, you know, when you go to the footy or the soccer or you go to Formula One or you go to an event, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a vibe, man. Fucking have a beer or have a drink or whatever and celebrate and enjoy and have a great day and this and that, you know. Everyone has their limits and I guess you need to learn yourself what you go through and what you want to do and what you don't want to do, you know. But I guess when you use alcohol and drugs because you're traumatized or because you're hurt or because you can't handle your emotions because of your negative or adversity that you've been through, that's a different story. That's a completely different story when you have to abuse drugs or alcohol because you can't survive without it. You know, you're looking for an escape, you know. So that's completely different, you know. So that makes sense to, you know, to have to be sober or to have to give it up because you're totally abusing your fucking body, right? More so when, like, I mean, I definitely can say that, you know, alcohol and drugs for me, when I was younger, I didn't really know if I was using it as an escape. You know, it was just a good feeling, you know, because I wasn't as aware of my emotions. You know, I definitely look back now and I'm like, yeah, I wasn't confident. I didn't have the confidence that I thought I wanted to have. You know, I definitely felt insecure. You know, I definitely got triggered a lot. Was I aware of my triggers? No, I wasn't aware of my emotions. But what was alcohol for me? And what was, you know, cocaine, MDMA, ecstasy, whatever the fucking, you know, whatever I took. What was that? It was the opportunity to go higher than living in just the reality that I was living in, you know? So was I consciously sitting there thinking, oh, you know, I'm really depressed and I'm really unhappy with my life and I just want to get drunk and I just want to take drugs? No. It was just something that gave you this high and you were just like, fuck yeah. Like, let's do it. Like, fuck yeah. You know, it wasn't necessarily like, oh my God, life is so shit. Like, I fucking hate my life. I need to do this. You know, it was just accessible. You know what I mean? So my experience with it has been a little bit different. And I completely can appreciate anyone else who has had an addiction to it in that sense of like using it because I can't deal with my trauma. I can't deal with my emotions. I can't deal with life and how I feel because I've been sexually abused, because I've been physically abused, financially abused, mentally abused, whatever the situation, you know? Because if you've been gone through PTSD or some sort of like consistent experience that has really, really, really taken away your light, then, you know, what other alternative is there but to try to not have to face it and deal with it? So alcohol is a great solution. you know, and so is whatever drugs there are out there on the market now, you know, to escape the reality and not feel, because everything is just a numbing agent, you know, so we don't feel, right? So the conversation I was having with my wife the other day was about that I love alcohol. It's fucking weird, you know, like I do. I absolutely love drinking. And I know that that's very odd for people to hear, especially from me, but I fucking enjoy it. Like there's nothing better when, like, for example, my sister was here in Poland with me, we would work. And then at the end of the night, we would fucking sit at the back and I'd fucking have a vodka and something, a mix and a whiskey and Coke or some shit. And we would sit and we would talk. And we couldn't wait for the like day to end at fucking 9:30 p.m. We finish work and we're sitting at the back and we're having a drink together and we're fucking having a yarn. Like fucking oaf. You know what I mean? Like it's not to say, oh, you can't sit and talk without drinking, but it just fucking felt good. Like it did. It felt great to, after a fucking long day, to fucking enjoy, you know? So again, there are moments that you can enjoy having a drink. You know, I think what motivates me and what really, really, you know, and thank you for the gifts. If you're watching on TikTok, I appreciate the gifts that you're putting on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, I appreciate the gifts. If you're watching on Instagram and you want to send me some gifts or badges, I appreciate it. You want to subscribe to my Instagram page, I appreciate all the love and support. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, subscribe, become a member. You're only going to be surrounded by good energy and motivation. So just going back to what I was talking about, where is this going, this conversation? What am I actually like helping you appreciate, right? And it's not, I'm not promoting go and get fucking drunk every day because I love alcohol. No. You see, alcohol or just having a drink, vodka, whiskey, whatever, like fuck, man, it is such a market out there. If you go into a bottle store, you go into any airport, right, and you go and you walk through the duty frees or whatever, and man, like I don't look at like Absolut or fucking Smirnoff or, you know, Johnny Walker Red Label or some shit. Like I'm looking at like the expensive whiskey, you know, like I'm looking at the most expensive bottle of vodka. Like I'm looking at that expensive shit because it looks good, and the marketing is like they fucking obviously it's, you know, very big companies, you know, but the presentation is amazing, you know, and some of those 20-year-old whiskeys, 15-year-old whiskeys, man, they actually taste fucking amazing, you know, and I enjoy having a fucking sip, right? And it's true, the better the quality, the better the taste. Like the more you pay, the better, like it's just, you know, for most of the time, I know I'm sure that there's probably things out there where you're just like, oh yeah, you could probably taste five different vodkas and you don't know what they are. And then you could possibly say that, oh, this one tastes good. And then you find that it's fucking Smirnoff. So, you know, that's possible as well. But with whiskey, you know, from what I've experienced is like, you know, I remember 2022 Christmas, I bought a bottle of Glenfiddich Grand Cru. It was like $500 Australian. And it was probably back then was one of the best whiskeys I'd ever tried. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. The packaging was beautiful. The bottle, the presentation. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, you know, and again, what am I getting at? You know, well, what I'm getting at when I say that I love alcohol, yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have a drink. It's nice to enjoy. It's nice to, you know, most importantly, I think the challenge for most people with drinking is that they can't control themselves, is that once you have one, two, three, your perception or the way that you think changes and you're a little bit more open to decision-making. You know, if you think about something that you want to do right now and you're sober and then you have a couple of drinks, after a couple of drinks, you'll probably be more inclined to take the risk that you're afraid to take when you're sober. You know, when you've had a few drinks, you'll probably think about the risk that you're bothered by. And you're like, yeah, actually, you know what? You know, it's like skydiving. I think I remember being in Queensland with my friends back at a Bucks party. Maybe 10 years ago, or whatever. We were in Cairns, I think. And there was someone promoting skydiving or some shit. And we were all drunk. And we were like, yeah, skydiving. Let's fucking go skydiving. And then when we woke up in the morning, I was like, fuck that. I'm not skydiving. I'm not doing that. Piss off, you know, like you guys can do it. I'm not doing it, you know. But when you were drunk, like you were just like, yeah. Everything's a yeah, right? Anyway, so I was talking to my wife. I know I'm like holding you and you're like, yeah, what were you saying? So this is the thing I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about not allowing anything outside of me to have more power than me, right? So thank you for the gift. I really appreciate it. So what does that mean? Well, it means that a lot of us can say, well, I'm not going to drink because, you know, it takes over my power, you know? And it's like, well, you're the one that's in control all the time. And I find it quite inspiring and just motivating and powerful that alcohol is not more powerful than me, you know? So I get to decide, you know, do I want to enjoy a drink? Do I want to have a Negroni at the bar when I go to the hotel when I'm traveling? Or do I want to have a water, you know? Like, or do I want to have a mocktail, you know? Do I give myself permission to enjoy a nice cocktail? Or do I know that, well, if I have one, well, fuck, I'm going to have another one. And then I'm going to have another one. And then I'm going to have another one. Or do you have the self-control to actually have a nice cocktail, enjoy the shit out of that, and then go, you know what? Thank you very much. I'm done. And I'm going to my room or I'm going to wherever I'm going. And that's definitely something. I mean, even my wife is so good at that. She's so good at self-control, you know? And I think that's the principle right now that it comes and how it plays in my life. Because, yeah, alcohol, vodka, all that shit has just been such a huge part of my life, like forever, you know? And you could almost think, well, you know, it's played a big part of your life, blah, blah, blah. You don't need it, you know, just quit and give up. It's like, but why do I need to quit something I'm not fucking doing? You know, do I need to like put a sign up and say, well, alcohol is illegal and it's not part of my life anymore? You know, it's like I got bigger and more important things to do in my life than think about, oh my gosh, how many days has it been since I've drunk? You know, like I'm counting, like I couldn't give a fuck. Do I like drinking? Fucking oath. I fucking love it. Give me some fucking whiskeys and some fucking vodkas and some fucking cocktails and shit, man. I will skull the shit out of those drinks, man. I fucking love it. But guess what? I love my journey of my life even more. And if alcohol or having a fucking drink is going to lower my vibration at a specific point and it's going to take away my power from my responsibilities and my priorities that I have coming up in the next day or the next week or the next month, well, then alcohol can fuck itself. Do you understand where I'm getting this from? Do you understand where I'm coming from? If your priorities are not big enough, if you don't have things that you're trying to achieve, well, then you are going to fall to the devil. You're going to fall to temptation. You're going to fall to all the little distractions that there are out there. And you're going to fall to the fact that you can have one drink and you lose control. You know? So this is not about podcasts about promoting drugs or because alcohol is ethanol. Ethanol is a fucking drug. Right? It's not here promoting this. I'm trying to help you become aware of discipline and having a purpose and having bigger priorities in your life that, you know, if you do choose to have a drink, you can. But guess what? You're also more powerful than it. And you can actually say, hey, I really enjoyed that drink. That's enough. Because I got shit to do tomorrow. I got shit to do the following week and the next month, you know? And I can't afford to fucking get smashed because the next day I'm going to be very, very tired, you know? So again, each to their own, you know, and, you know, whatever you choose to do with your life, it's completely up to you. But I really find it motivating to be more in control of something that most people say that, you know, they have to quit. And again, no disrespect, you've been through a lot and you've had to give it up because it controlled your life for many, many years. I just like the fact of something not being in control of me, you know? I like the fact to be able to have a drink and then go, wow, thank you so much. That was really cool. Give me some water now. You know, a little bit of a buzz for half an hour, whatever, and then I'm good, you know. And if you do like to have a drink, one thing that I've learned as well recently which I never did, because once I was always the type, you know, if I have one drink, can't wait for the next one, can't wait for the next one, can't wait for the next one. I fucking, you know, I'm on the way, right? But right recently, you know, when I have had a few drinks, one thing that I've done, if you, you know, you do like to have a drink, one thing that I've done is every time I have a drink, I also chug a glass of water, you know, and it's a bigger water than the actual size of the drink, you know. And I got to tell you, how you feel the next day is a lot better than you would if you would just add water to your parties or your drinking routine or whatever it is, whenever you're having a drink. Add water to it, and I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better the following day. But not, don't drink water when you're going to bed. Drink it while you're drinking, you know? Like, double it. Double the size of your drink with the double water, you know? So if you're having like 100 mils of drink, have 200 mils of water after it. And then the next day you'll feel heaps better. But I know you're probably like listening to this going, what the hell? You know, Luke Mindpower, motivational speaker, this and that, dancer, like, you know, helping people heal their trauma and shit, and, you know, talking about alcohol. But it was, it played a big part in my life. And I think there's nothing better, again, in life where, you know, it's up to you to choose your health. It's choose your happiness, choose what you enjoy, choose what you want to do. And I think that everything in moderation, of course, you know, that it doesn't hurt you to the extent where you're actually not healthy and that you're not looking after yourself, you know, a balance, have a balance, you know, eating eggs every single meal of the day, eventually you won't feel good. Like, eating too much of something eventually will cause you to be sick. Possibly, you know, like, imagine eating pizza every day for every meal for the next month. Do you reckon you're going to be healthy? You know, so it's the same kind of thing. But yeah, there's just something about that, like, you know, and even with my fasting now, like, you know, once a week, it's going to be a non-negotiable for me. You know, I think every Friday for me, I've done every Thursday now, but I think I'm changing it to Friday. So every Friday is a day of rest, in a sense of not eating, you know. And what I've found with this not eating thing, and I was juicing, obviously, but, you know, you can choose to do a water fast if you want. But this fasting, what it does is you start to feel hungry. You start to hear the thoughts in your mind. You know, you do, your energy shifts a little bit as well. And it's challenging, because naturally you're just like, I want to eat, I'm hungry, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat. So it's a little bit of suffering that you take yourself through, you know? And doing something hard every week, if not every day, I mean, that's why I train 6 days a week, I go to the gym, you know? But doing something hard is going to program your mind in a really powerful way, and it's going to build discipline, you know? So if you want to build some discipline, then do something that's uncomfortable, you know. And definitely the fasting, I can see that, wow, actually it is a very, very good part of my routine. It's creating a better mindset, more mental clarity. It's healing my body. It's giving my body a break from just constant food, digesting. Like this morning, last night I went to bed about 10:30, probably close to 11. I woke up at 5 a.m. And I was wondering to myself, you know, why am I awake? It's 5 a.m. And I was like, well, because you got nothing in your stomach. You didn't eat all day. You're fasting. And I'm like, yeah, it's true. You know, if your body doesn't have food in it when you go to bed, then it doesn't have anything to break down. You know, it's not processing. So it's not using, it's not burning energy, which means that you actually will sleep better. You don't have to sleep for 8 hours, you know, or 7 hours, 7.5 hours. So, I mean, I was up at 5 and then I was just like, oh, what the hell? Like, it's 5 o'clock. Like, fuck. Normally it's like I'm trying to get up at 6 or 6:30 or whatever. But yeah, I lied there for a bit more and I got up at 6. But clearly I was waking up because my body had rested enough and because I didn't have any food in my body, which means that this is a pretty powerful hack, right? Which means that if you make sure that you digest your food before you sleep, so at least like 4 hours or even 5 hours, imagine that. If you eat at 5 and go to bed at 10, like, that's a long time. This is a challenge. Listen, I'm with you. I like fucking 9 p.m. I'm fucking finished my coaching or something. I'll go into the kitchen. I'm like, I'm fucking hungry. Give me some food. So I'm not thinking, oh, shit, I've got to go to bed at 10 o'clock. I've got to go to bed soon. I'm just like, give me some food. I'll eat now, you know? So that's the temptation. And I can easily have a massive meal at 9 p.m. Easy. Man, take me to fucking Macca's. I'll have fucking a Big Mac cheeseburger and a fucking McChicken, you know, and a strawberry thick shake, right? 100% I can down that, you know? So what we're fighting against is a little bit more hidden, you know? We're wondering where our energy is going, you know? We're not realizing that, damn, like my actual diet and what I put in my mouth is the gateway to your success, right? Because it affects the way you feel. And, you know, my friend Danilo was talking about this freaking 10 years ago. Like, you know, I remember him talking to me about, you know, what you put in your mouth, like what you eat, it affects your energy, affects your how you feel. And I was always like, yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever. But he was right. He was always right, you know. And because I'm leveling up now, because I'm really, like I said, I'm the next 3 months for me from October to December this year, end of this 2025, like everyone can get fucked. I'm fucking stepping into the greatest version of myself. Like I'm not mucking around. You know, I'm the most serious I've ever been to become the most extraordinary version of myself that I can be. And I'm doing so many things as well during the day to help me to reprogram my subconscious mind and get myself onto this higher frequency. And I'll share everything that I'm doing on my next episode of my podcast so that, you know, you can learn as well. And maybe some of these things you want to implement into your own life. But, you know, there comes a point in your life where you got to take your power back. And I just love this whole concept of like fighting your hunger and actually being more powerful than your ego and then your stomach fucking making all these noises trying to tell you that, oh my gosh, like your ego is like, you better eat some food because you're going to die. And it's like, man, you can last a long time without eating, you know, but it's just that day where you decide that I'm more powerful than food, that I can control what I put in my mouth and that I am disciplined enough to be able to do it. Same with alcohol, disciplined enough, you know, I don't need to drink. Like I'm not sitting here going, oh my gosh, I need to have a drink. I need to have a drink. I haven't had a drink for fucking 3 weeks. Like legit, I haven't had a drink for fucking a while. It's like, am I sitting here after every day going, oh my gosh, like fuck, I'm going to die if I don't have a fucking shot of vodka, you know? I'm not going to be able to handle myself if I don't have a fucking cocktail. Like we have to go to the fucking restaurant so I can have a drink. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm busy, man. I don't have time to fucking drink. You know what I mean? So like you have to have your priorities. You have to have like your vision, your goals. Like what are you working towards? Because there are some things along the way, man, they don't fit in your lifestyle, you know, and you realize that. But guess what? You know, you see me dancing around, man, I'm a party boy. I'm always going to be a fucking party boy. I love fucking having fun. I love having a good time. I love being around good people. I love having a fucking party on a yacht or fucking having a, you know, celebration, a birthday, you know, having a fucking mad wedding, you know, love dancing, having a fucking drink, you know, enjoy life. That's what I'm fucking here for. I'm here to enjoy life and I'm going to fucking enjoy it, you know, but at the same time, I'm able to find the balance. I'm able to find the discipline. I'm able to be more powerful than the temptations of other things when it's time to be focused. Get the fuck focused, you know? But when it's time to fucking have a little bit of a fucking loosen up a little bit, fucking enjoy, you know? And I'm sure that as I grow and evolve, you know, and as, you know, I have a family and we have kids and stuff, you know, maybe my mindset will change again. But so fucking what? You're here to evolve, to live in the moment where you're at right now, to make better choices and decisions for yourself right now that are going to lead you to the path of your freedom, your happiness, and fulfillment. You know, do whatever you need to do to move towards what is that fulfilling path for you, because for everyone it's different. Some people don't have goals. Some people don't have a vision or something that they're aspiring to achieve. And like in 5 years' time, this is what they want. Some people are grateful and happy where they are and they're just fucking happy with what they have. Good, you know? And then there's other people that have a fucking grand vision. They have a massive goal. They have something huge that they're working towards.
And that's what they want to achieve, you know? So wherever you are in life and whatever you want to do, you know, be yourself. And remember that there's no competition. There's no one that you need to compare yourself with, you know? There is only one of you. And you have that greatness. You have that power. You have the ability to connect with your mind and make a conscious choice. And then once you make the choice, decide that you're going to do it and fucking stick with it until you get what you want. Because what you want exists and you can have it, but you have to decide and you have to keep your word, you know, because that's definitely something we're not good at, being impeccable with your word. You're not impeccable. You say shit, you don't do it. You say shit, you get distracted, you know? So be impeccable with your words. Start being more impeccable. Start being more conscious. Like, for example, I started, funny this, right? I've got a speaking program. It's called Speak and Transform. And I started this program back in 2022, right? Because I was like, I did a speaking program back in 2018. It's what helped me to learn to love myself and really start the transformation in my life. I felt I had a fear of public speaking, okay? So I did this course, and then after doing it, it changed my life. And so now it's 2025, and I'm like, well, I got my cousin to start doing it. I said, hey, man, like, this course will change your life. Like, give it a chance, you know? And I thought, well, if he's doing it, and I've got another client of mine from Miami, Joyce. If you're listening, Joyce, you're freaking amazing. And I said, listen, Joyce, I said, if you want to do this freaking course, I said, I'll do it with you, you know? And so I started doing my own program, right? I'm posting in the community. I'm actually following the module work, the coursework, the curriculum, the workbook. And I'm actually doing day one, day two, day three. I'm actually doing this program again. Why? Because I want to build discipline and I want to prove to myself that I can actually do it, right? Because when I first started in 2018, I did the course pretty 2.5 times, right? But when I did it, both occasions, I did it for like a good consistent 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks. The course goes for 32 days. I did it for about 2.5 weeks and then I dropped off because I got busy, because I got distracted, because whatever. And then I'll come back a week later and go, oh, fuck, sorry, I got busy, or I dropped off, or this or that, whatever. Like, that's what happened, right? And so one of the reasons why, thank you for the gifts on TikTok. I appreciate you guys so much. So one of the reasons why I've started doing this program again is because I want to prove to myself, because I want to build self-confidence in being impeccable with my word, in making a decision and then sticking to it all the way through, right? So now I'm on day 10, right? And a couple of days ago, as you go through it, there's one exercise that I'll teach you, and it's called the mirror work. And this is actually what transformed my life. It's what helped me to learn to reconnect with myself and to love myself, you know, accept myself for who I am, feel good in my body. And I did the exercise, but then what I noticed is that I got busy and I nearly missed a day. And then I forgot to, because once the mirror work starts, you have to do it for the rest of the course. And so what I realized was that I forgot to do the mirror work for a couple of days, you know? And I was like, oh shit, you know? I was like, you know, you said you're going to do this properly and you're going to stay consistent and you're going to actually show up and follow the coursework, you know? And so what I realized, because one of the nights, like a 2 nights ago, I was in bed at 9:15 or 9:30 and I was like, oh shit, I haven't done my work for Speak and Transform. I haven't done the speaking program. I haven't put my content in the community. I was like, oh, I'm so tired. I couldn't be bothered. Like, honestly, like, you know. And I thought, yeah, but you said you're going to stay consistent. I was like, oh, fucking hell. So I literally got up, I went in the bathroom, I put a shirt on and I did my video, right? And I posted it. And then I went back to bed. But then what I said to myself is I said, okay, that's it. Like, you've got to change the way you're doing this because you get busy and you've got so many things on your mind, so many projects you're working on, so many clients you're working with, so many coaching programs you're running.
and all these conversations you're having with your team and all this shit that you're doing, emails and blah, 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 all the stuff that comes with having an online business, right? Which is a blessing. But again, you're busy, right? You got shit going on. Like this happening all the time. So it's, I said to myself, how can I manage to complete this course and to follow through with the decision I made to do it and not fall behind, you know, not miss a week and come back, right? And I said, okay, right, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And so I made a decision and I said, every morning when I come back from the gym and I'm in the car, that's when I'm going to do it. So far, 2 days in a row, I've stuck to that. And I know that as soon as I drive in the driveway, I'm in the car and I'm sitting in the car and I haven't gotten out yet, I do my speak and transform work. I go in to get the workbook. I have a look at what it is, right? I watch the course content and then I take action. And then I also do my mirror work at the same time. Not separate, I do it at the same time. So that means when I get out of the car, I'm done and I don't have to think about it and it's all done until the following day, right? So that's how I am helping myself be more disciplined, be more consistent and reprogram my mind to step up and level up, okay? Now, I'm just curious. Since I started talking about speak and transform, maybe you're listening and you're like, that sounds interesting. What is it? Right? So it's a 32-day course that's going to help you to overcome the fear of public speaking and it's going to grow a lot of self-confidence and help you to build self-love. If you've ever had issues with communication skills and you struggle to talk in front of people or you blush or you go red easily and when it's your time to speak, you struggle to introduce yourself, even around 3 or 4 people, this is the course you want to do, okay? Now, normally, and it's in a community environment, so you're not doing this by yourself. There's other people in the community that are doing it together. Now, if this is something that you feel called to do or that you've been looking for a speaking program, you want to overcome you're going to overcome fear and self-doubt as well, because that's how I was, you know, I was fear and doubt just debilitated me, like owned me, you know, until I did this work, you know? So if you're watching then, and if you're listening then, and it's only going to be on this video, right? And I'm just like, okay, if you're watching right now, then follow the signs. This is a sign for you, because anyone who doesn't hear this is not going to get this offer. Okay. So if you're watching right now, and if you're interested in doing the Speak and Transform program, okay. And then if you do join, obviously, if it's today or tomorrow or the following day, today's the 10th of October, funny enough, follow the signs, and it's just about to hit 10 a.m. as well, you're actually going to see me doing the program as well. So you're going to join when I'm doing it too. So here's the offer, okay? Normally, the price for the program, if you go on my website, you have a look and you try to find it and sign up, it's $399. That's just the standard price. It's always been that price. That's the value of it. It's, you know, you get more than you're paying for, but that's the price. Okay. It's $399. Okay. Now, if you're listening right now, if you're watching right now and you want to do this course, I'm going to give you a code that you can use at the checkout, right? And it's going to give you 50% off, which means the price is going to go down to $199.50. Okay. Now, I guess the next thing is, well, where's the link? How do I sign up? How do I actually find it? Okay. So I'm going to put the link in the description below of this YouTube video. Now, if you're watching on TikTok, there's a bit of a challenge there because the link on TikTok, I can't send links in the chat. Like if you DM me, I can't send you a link. Unfortunately, TikTok is shit like that. And the only link I have is the link that's in my bio, which is to join our WhatsApp community. But you could join my WhatsApp community and then I will actually message everyone in the WhatsApp community and go, guys, if you want to do Speak and Transform, I'm going to give you a code. It's going to give you 50% off and you could get access that way. So if you're on TikTok, do that. If you want to join the WhatsApp community, click the link on TikTok, join the WhatsApp community. And then in about 20 minutes, once I finish this podcast, I will send a message and I'll send the code so you can get the 50% off. Now, if you're watching on Instagram and you want the 50% off, because this will be posted on my Instagram page, if you're listening and you want the discount, you'll get 50% off if you really want to do this. All you need to do is, I think the best thing to do, what should I do for Instagram? Just message me the word speak and transform. Speak and transform. And then I will send you the actual link so you can click the link and then you'll be able to actually put the code in from the link that takes you to the web page for the program. Okay. But for YouTube, I'll put the link in the description below as well for you guys if you want the discount. And the code is IWC. IWC. If you want 50% off of this, our speaking program, Speak and Transform, and you want to join me and do this program together, that's the code, IWC. So I'll put that in the description in our YouTube. And if you're watching on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're tuning in from, this link will be in my YouTube video. So go to the YouTube channel and you'll be able to find, actually, will you? Because if you're watching on Apple, how are you going to find this video? What if you're watching like, because you could be watching in a month's time or 2 months' time, and I'm going to keep this code, and this is only going to be available for this episode, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely tell my team to add this to the show notes, right? I'll add it to the show notes, so basically it will always be available only on this episode, okay? Anyway, back to the podcast, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a blessing to spend more quality time with you. Please don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your discipline. Don't give up on deciding. Not give in to the temptations of the world. And most importantly, I think, is, you know, ask yourself the question, you know, what do I want? You know, what do I want? Because if you start asking yourself the question, like, what do you want to do with your life? You know, where do you want to be in 12 months, 24 months, 36 months? Are you genuinely happy with your life right now? Because if you're genuinely happy, then you know yourself, because you know you the best. No one knows you more than you know you. No one's lived your life, right? That's why you are fully equipped to be able to answer that question for yourself. You know, if you're genuinely happy, guess what? You don't need to ask yourself, what do you want? Because you got what you want, you know? But if you are not where you want to be, well, then you know, okay, what do I want? Well, I want more freedom. I want more happiness. I want more joy. I want a healthy relationship. Maybe you want to attract the love of your life. You know, if maybe you haven't attracted that person yet and that's what you want, you know, well, then that's a goal, right? That's a goal. That's a vision. That's a dream. That's something that you want to prepare yourself for, you know? And if you want someone that's great, if you want someone that's, you know, supportive, compassionate, you know, empowering, inspiring, successful, blah, 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 all that stuff, you know, start preparing yourself for it. You know, start getting yourself ready to attract that person. Prepare yourself for that life, you know, because the law of attraction is so powerful and it works. You know, whoever you want to attract, you're not going to attract if you don't start preparing yourself for that type of relationship, you know. So wherever you are, ask yourself, what do I want? And then write down your goals and create that vision, because whatever you want exists and you can have it. I believe in you guys. Thank you so much for spending time with me. If you want to join any of our free communities, like our WhatsApp community for fasting every week, or our Inner Work Club, the link is in the description below on my YouTube channel. You can join the Inner Work Club. We do live trainings and there's a bunch of free trainings and resources that you can have access to. And of course, a beautiful like-minded community that you can connect with. Because I've learned one thing, surround yourself with amazing people and you will become amazing too. You know, who you surround yourself with is whom you become. So change your environment and you'll change your life. Sending you a lot of love, guys. I will see you soon. And I am going to go and indulge after my fast and have a nice meal. All right. Catch you later. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Peace.